Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Friday, March 1st. We have markets mixed overnight with corn steady to a bit higher, wheat lower, and beans higher. Let's first take a look at corn. We got May up a quarter cent at 371, still below that November low at 375. That support and that triple bottom now resistance. December flat at 392, pretty quiet 2 cent ranges overnight there. Open interest jumping about 20,000 contracts yesterday as new shorts enter the market. We've got the funds with an estimated short position now over 100,000 contracts, so we will see how long they want to carry that headed into spring, which could be wet and cause some planting delays in different parts of the country. Taking a look at wheat, very weak technically. We've got May down 4 1/4 cents at 455 1/4. Down below that April 18th low of 455 1/2 and settling overnight just below it. We'll have to see how we close out the day and if we can settle back above there, or if we'll start out a new month with a weak technical picture and continue that fun selling. Kansas City May down 3 3/4 at 440 3/4, holding just above the February 26th low at 440 1/4 there. We got down to 440 1/2 overnight. Open interest up about 5,000 contracts in the Chicago wheat. Funds now short over 60,000 contracts there and short about 25,000 in Kansas City, so not seeing any reason for them to stem the tide of selling at this point. U.S. wheat getting cheaper, but we still need to see some consistent exports to reverse this trend. Taking a look at beans, we've got May up 5 3/4 at 916, November up a nickel at 948 3/4. November found support overnight at the 100-day moving average, which comes in at 942 1/4. We put in a 943 low. Funds are short now about 30,000-35,000 contracts of beans, with open interest overnight jumping by about 8,000 contracts. Now, yesterday we had Lighthizer testifying before Congress that much remains to get a deal done and that real progress is being made. So, as usual, some conflicting statements coming out of the same testimony there, but Bloomberg did have a report out yesterday afternoon that the U.S. and China were close to a executive order, about 150 pages, that as Kudlow mentioned, could be historic. But again, as a little bit of conflict has to be in all of these, the final details are still to be completed if it's to be signed by mid-March. But this may have been enough to get the shorts a little nervous as the markets tested yesterday's lows and couldn't follow through and now bounce back a little bit overnight. In outside markets, you got the dollar up 15 points at 96.19, crude oil down 16 cents a barrel at 57.07, and the stock market, I guess, liking this news about a possible deal with China, up 180 points in overnight pre-opening trade. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.